Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to WonderPod, Episode 7, Shirtless Ninja Edition. I am joined this week, as always, by Gunsage, who is miming his part this week.
Son of a bitch.
That guy, man. That came in.
That came in! Yes, I'll use it.
I'll clip it together. And Patrick.
Episode 7. Woo! Lucky number 7, WonderPod. All right. What's up, everybody?
Okay, games we've been playing this week. Gunsage, give it a shot, see what happens.
Okay. I played a lot.
We're going to be here all day. Is that what you're saying?
I'll pick like just a couple. I played some Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Beat it with a few different characters, took it back, reloaded back up Diablo 2, played that for a bit, loaded up Psychonauts, played it, beat it, beat Mass Effect, started on Mass Effect 2. I've literally been all over the place. Mario Party 8.
Yep. Wow, they're up to 8 on Mario Parties.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of partying.
Oh, yeah.
So I had another joke, and it just left. That's the kind of day it's been. Patrick, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been finishing off, not quite done, but I've been finishing off Darksiders on the Xbox, which, by the way, is a great game and people need to buy. I started this title quite a few weeks back, but I've been taking my time with it, mostly because of all the fun shooters that we play. I mean, I get invites, and I could put aside Darksiders, play with iPinch and El Mexicano and Local Sinister and you guys. Played a lot of it last night, and I'm near its end. It's a pretty cool game. Of course, I've been playing the usual CODs and Battlefield games. Also, I finally reclaimed my Nintendo DS from the evil clutches of my wife earlier this week. And I had the opportunity replay some of my DS library. So I went back and I played some Scribblenauts, but really I got the same impressions about it that I had in the past when I first bought the game and played it. Simply put, the game was really overhyped, you know? It's reasonably innovative, and it's pretty fun. And I mean, you type things in and they magically appear on the screen. It sounds in theory that, you know, it's going to be a pretty cool game, but the controls are pretty limited. Actually, they pretty much stink, to be honest. Gunsage, have you tried Scribblenauts? Anybody here tried it?
I was interested in it, but I never really tried it because I was kind of in the same boat. I was like, well, that's a really interesting concept, but it didn't sound like something I need to buy. And then it came out, and everybody's all like, oh, that's the biggest fucking hype shit ever. It's like, okay.
Well, the game's fun, and if it wasn't hyped so much, I mean, and I forget what game show it was. It was probably one of the E3s. They had it demoed, but they wouldn't let anyone play it, and everyone just thought it was really awesome. I mean, if you want to type in the word ninja, a ninja appears, or giant, a giant appears, or whatever, right? But I think, you know, if this was just some game that came out, and it would have been a surprise to discover it, but unfortunately it was just overhyped and became a bit of a disappointment because the characters' controls are shit, you know? The first thing I wanted to do, of course, was type in the word penis, but it's a Nintendo DS game, so you know that wasn't going to happen. No penis, so automatically lame.
I was just going to say, so it won't make a little penis character, so it's
no, I mean, what's up with that? All I know is a giant killer will kill a giant, but a ninja can kill a giant killer. Doesn't really make sense, and God pretty much kills anything. But, you know, it's fun. It's the same scenario over and over. You are trying to find that little star thing, and to get at it, you've got to type in words. For example, the first level is really easy. There's a tree, and that star fucking thing is in the tree. So you can type in ladder, and you can go climb up the ladder. Or you could type in beaver, and the beaver will eat the tree or whatever, and it'll fall down. Or jetpack or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, controlling the little dude is actually really shitty. So it's a good game, but don't believe the hype. That's all I got to say about Scribblenauts. Aside from that and the regular games, Darksiders, that's about all I've been playing this week. By Darksiders, people.
This week I've been so busy I haven't really played shit. I played a little more Fable just because I could, and one night of COD, which I already had a headache. Didn't really last too long because my headache was driving me bananas. So that's really all I played this week. I'm I'm hoping...
Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah, I played Left 4 Dead, too. I ran through a single player. Actually, good call, Gunsage. I am trying to get the achievement where you go through the whole sugar mill without disturbing a witch, and I have come to a conclusion after 50 runs through it with the AI. You can't, do it with the fucking AI.
Can't do that one. It's hard as fuck to also do the car alarm one, too.
I did that one with the AI.
Oh, that was cool.
I got through that one with the AI.
The tank burger one you have to do with people too.
Oh, the kill with tank. Oh, kill a tank with a melee weapon.
Yeah, but what's cool is if you have four actual humans doing it at the same time, all four of you will get it for the cooperative effort.
Right. Yeah, which it should be. Even on easy setting, I tried doing tank burger once on easy setting, just attacking him with a katana, which is in my mind the best melee weapon there. Yeah. I might be biased because I like katanas.
James.
Yeah, it runs out of gas. Katana doesn't. anyways, yeah, you can't do it because the stupid AI starts crapping their pants and filling him full of lead. So it's like you might get a couple swipes and you'll get most damage on the tank. But like I told you last night as I was going offline, yeah, you, me, and G will have to get that, get a match together and rock it out and see if we can at least nerf herd one AI through the damn witch level.
Just don't tell Carlos about that.
Oh.
I'm surprised, that you guys have, I haven't seen you guys play in, group. That's one of the reasons why I've stayed away from the title was, if you guys were all in parties playing, I probably would have picked it up by now. What do you guys think of it overall compared to Left 4 Dead 1?
I never played the original.
Okay. First off, it's not an expansion pack, so fuck off if you're saying that, because I got sick of listening to that bullshit. Second off, yeah, it's as good as the original, but they had huge server issues. Online with some of the online modes. Co-op wasn't too bad. I played a little co-op one night with Alan. It wasn't too bad. I haven't gone back because the big crew I used to play with kind of split up and fractured and they're not playing too much anymore. So I kind of never got the invites to do it. I mean, if you could pick it up for $30 or under, Patrick, I'd definitely say pick it up like in the next couple weeks because we're looking at, we're kind of going stale on some of our multiplayer games. We don't have BF2 coming out until, early March. I'd be more than happy to get the game together with you and Gunsage and G. Go ahead, Gunsage.
I was going to say there's one other game we ought to pick up too.
That is?
Duke Nukem.
Oh, God.
Well, Pat, I have it.
I knew this was a shot across my bow because I don't like the game. I'd rather play Left 4 Dead too.
All right, we played online Gunsage a few times.
Yeah, pretty fun.
The biggest problem we had was finding a whole bunch of people to play with.
Yeah,
that was the biggest problem. That and it's like you're ice skating in the game, but I guess that's because it's pretty.
How many MS points is that thing?
800, I think.
Was it 800?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, it and Doom were the same because I've got Doom and it was 800.
Before you download that, Mr. McGee, download Perfect Dark in March.
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on getting that.
800 points.
Okay, it's in March, you said. All right. It's in March.
Yeah, no, Perfect Dark, I read up a little bit on it to remind me because my memory's so crappy from too many head traumas. I knew I'd... No, it's probably literally the truth. My doctor seems to believe so. But anyways, no, I read up on it to remind myself what it was, and I remember playing that on the N64. Remember the buddy I told you about that had the N64 that had GoldenEye that we used to play a ton together? We played Perfect Dark as well. And so, yeah, trust me, as soon as that hits the Xbox Live Marketplace, unless I'm down to my last dollar, I'll be picking that up.
We'll go out and rob a hobo or five.
Go rob an AT&T serviceman is what I'm going to do. They deserve it.
Steal a hobo's Microsoft points. Take that, hobo.
Wait until everybody's out on their smoke break at Time Warner Cable. Club a few people.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if the hobos that have a camp over here near the riverside have a better internet connection than I do, the fuckers. No, there is.
Probably a bunch of co-hangers together and shit.
Probably do. Fucking sucks. I'm going to go be a homeless person.
They've got change fee service.
There is. There's like a whole hobo camp. Tents and everything. I'm surprised the police haven't ran them out over to like what we call a brush thicket here on the river. You could just see them from one of the streets in town. It's hilarious.
Nope.
They're not hurting anybody, and I don't see any more panhandlers than usual, so let them do it.
Ironically, in Bexley, which is actually pretty high, like richy rich sort of neighborhood over here in Ohio, and it happened to be like right on the outskirts is the only reason why I think they got away with it more or less. But they were in some sort of thicket, like you were talking about, just like bushes
right
on the of, you know, this area, and some anonymous person went ahead and set it on fire, apparently. I was like, okay.
I keep waiting for the stupid fucking rednecks to populate this area to do the same thing.
Oh, they had a barrel and shit back there, so for all I know, they probably accidentally lit it on fire themselves, drunk in rage.
See, now you have something to add to Hobo Quest. Achievement unlocked. You burned down the whole hobo town.
Not sure what to do with fire.
Nah. Make it burn people.
I'm already planning home invasions in the game. That'll be fun. Just hop in someone's window and you can go around and maybe somebody will be home and maybe somebody won't.
Give them a moral dilemma that only a homeless person would know. Turn your half-finished bottle of Seagram's into a Molotov or drink it.
Yeah, exactly.
Personally, I'd turn it into a Molotov myself. But anyways, that's games we've been playing this week. Just as I was trying to say that. Sorry. That is games we've been playing this week and a little bit of hobo trivia. Okay, before we get to news, I want to do a public service announcement. It's been reported to us, the three of us, that we possibly might have upset a fanboy or two, especially me, with my negative talk about Halo last week and the week before. Now, I want to delve into two areas. First off, it's too bad if you're upset. I'm sorry you're upset, but I really don't care. Because I'm going to give my honest opinion about things. And what Halo's doing with ODST and the demo and yada yada, I don't like. So, too bad. So sad. Sorry, fanboys. But, at the same time, I'd also like to do a little bit more of a public service announcement in regards to how you can contact us here at the show. We give an internet address every week at the end of the show. Now, while I'm not a Jim Starling-level celebrity, I do like to be able to hop on Xbox Live and enjoy my games in relative peace and quiet. The first thing I don't want to hear out of somebody's mouth is how, at top volume, is how they have a problem with things I'm saying while I'm in the middle of a COD match. There you go. I'm done. If you gentlemen would like to add to that public service announcement, go ahead.
Halo, more like gay, bro.
Hey, I like Halo. I'm the one of the three here who enjoys a good game of Halo, but I'm not a fanboy. But yes, we do have an email address for those of you who are in disagreement. I suggest we converse through email, and we won't embarrass you. We'll just call you a jerk on the air. That's all I got.
Wolfenstein 3D is so much better.
Yeah.
That means, Carlos, don't fucking bother me in party chat while I'm trying to play COD, stupid bastard.
Gay.
You are gay.
Appreciate him being a super fan, though. Super fan of the podcast, too. Which is ironic, considering the negativity towards Halo.
He was the super fan of the podcast. I think. No, I don't have a problem if you want to be a fanboy, but expect that not everybody's going to love your blessed franchise as much as you do. I guess my problem is I'm just not that madly in love with any one franchise that I can't go, okay, this is stupid. Why are you doing this? Like I did also last week with what Activision's planning on doing with COD.
Dare you say that about Call of Duty?
Yeah.
I used to be that way with Final Fantasy. Not anymore.
Hooked on Therapy worked for you?
I used to be that way with Nintendo. Until the Wii came out. Then you shattered my fanboy testicles. Turned me into a man.
Oh, yeah. That was another game I was playing. Shattered Testicles Like a Man. But also... Yeah.
I don't want to hear about your gay porn viewing, okay?
No, the Blaster Master Overdrive. It's actually pretty fun.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's also...
So that kind of downloadable game? Or...
Yeah. WiiWare.
Cool.
It's, I can't get past the first area.
Oh, wow. It's hard.
You only have the one life, and then you're fucked.
What do you think of WiiWare as a service compared to, say... Steam or Xbox Live or something like that? How is
it? Very lacking. I started to check out the virtual, because I got a 2,000 point card, and I started to check out the different stuff, and I was like, we'll see what's here. You know, because I saw Muscle March, and I was like, oh, that'd be really funny. You know, this and that other stuff, but I don't know. I looked around the virtual console, and I'm like, most of this stuff I can emulate or already have emulated, so I don't care. The Nintendo 64 stuff was the stuff that I was really interested in, or if they did anything with the Saturn or anything like that, but they really hadn't, so, Oh, well.
Is it hard to navigate? Like, is it easy to find games? How is it in relation to Steam or whatever?
Again, kind of lacking. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't seem as fast or strong. line.
Yeah, like you're saying. So it's like, you don't, the games aren't as good and the whole experience, you're saying? Basically, or? Because I've stayed away from it, from what I've heard. I'm sticking with Xbox Live Arcade, I think. Less frustrating.
Well, that's probably the system that I like the most, only because I've used it the most. Steam is a little tricky to navigate at times, because I'm just trying to find something that will appeal to me, and I'm just like, I don't know, there's not that much here. But I think Xbox Live Arcade's doing it really well. WiiWare's all right. I'm sure it'll pick up at some point, but still.
Oh, I mean, then there's the virtual console. There's so many games they could release, and they release like one a week or two a week. No, that's also kind of shitty.
Well, and then they won't release the games.
Hello, Cleveland!
They won't release what? Sorry, I didn't hear the
fucking Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Do it again, Guns AJ. You were echoing, yodeling.
All right. Well, that was the best part. As soon as I said that, it stopped echoing. I'm like, ah, piece of crap.
That's what you get for being in radio. You got a face for radio and a voice for newspapers. I stole the face for newspapers joke, or no, a voice for newspapers joke from G, because that's what he thought his voice sounded like on the recording. Go to news, Patrick, I told you which one to read first, because it's funny.
It's awesome. Did you guys play it?
No, I didn't play it yet. I'll play it later.
You could choose from, like, Wonder Veg, Captain Condom. Awesome.
Why don't you tell the listeners at home what we're talking about?
You want me to read it, or what do you want?
Just summarize. It's fine. You read it already. I mean,
yeah, I got to it. All right. Basically, for our first news item, there's a Canadian sex ed game out. It's basically a flash game for your PC. It's starring characters such as Captain Condom and Wonder Vag. Let's see, it's basically, it's a text game where you answer true or false questions about sexually transmitted diseases, and you get to choose multiple characters, and you're fighting this evil guy in a wrestling mask. What's he called? He's got some silly-ass name. The Sperminator. And somehow, his arms have been mutated into gigantic penises. I mean, how could you not like a game where the evil character has penises for arms? Right there, I love it. And, you can't get a better game right there. I mean, seriously, it's funny as shit. Even if it educates one kid on one aspect of safe sex, then I guess it was worth making, Pretty funny. I love Captain Condom and the Sperminator, his arms. He shoots sperm at you, and if you get the wrong answer, he'll hit you with a giant sperm. If you get the correct answer, one of the four characters, you get this shield that looks like a condom, and you deflect the sperm at his giant penis arms. It's kind of funny. What do you guys think? Did you guys play it? It's awesome. Okay, what have we got? Willie the Kid is one of the characters, and this guy's hilarious. He never grew over 4 feet tall, and his whole motto is, he's here to prove that size doesn't matter. So the whole thing's hilarious. Well, have you guys tried it?
No, I haven't. Gunsage, why don't you give us your opinion on it first?
Tried it either, but just wondering. So it's a dude that's got a mask, and he's got penis arms. I'm wondering, is that a Mega Man power-up?
Penis Man.
Because I'm just thinking, pew, pew, pew!
Only thing I'd like to say is that I am pretty sure that conservatives down here in this country would absolutely shit themselves pasty white seeing this used as a sex education tool. And I'm not 100% convinced myself that it's the most effective sex education tool.
But wouldn't you want to play as Wonder Vag? She's a virgin character who believes in abstinence.
So does Sarah Palin, but that didn't help her daughter much.
Did you know that Captain Condom is half condom, half man? He can stretch to any size, and he's 98% effective.
So they're in copyright violation of the Fantastic Four is what you're telling me.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man, this game is epic.
I saw this, and I thought you two would get a huge kick out of it. I'm sitting there going, this probably isn't going to help too much in sex education, but it's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong with a guy with giant penises for arms. Come on.
I saw that, the giant penises, the luchador mask.
The Sperminator.
I actually had the same reaction as Guns Age. I'm like, they ripped off Mega Man.
Shit. That's all in the name of sex education.
Which is fine. Yep. Don't have sex. It just causes problems even if you do it safely. Then they expect you to cuddle afterwards. That's bullshit.
Oh.
Unless it's a prostitute. You gotta pay extra for that.
That's why every bed needs an ejector section.
You know, the only problem with that is I'd probably come home stumbling drunk from the bar, accidentally hit the button, and throw myself through the fucking ceiling.
But you'd still be away.
Yeah. I'd be like George of the Jungle. Watch out for that 2x4.
The name of the game is Adventures in Sex City for all of those who wish to check it out and become educated and look at Penis Arm Guy.
I don't generally throw up links, do the show post, but I may throw up a link to this one.
Great game.
Yeah. Yeah, game of the year. It's gonna be not Halo.
Maybe on Xbox Live Arcade.
Well, it's at least going to be better than Halo Reach.
If everybody else can make Game of the Year predictions and we're only in February, by God, this is my choice.
Yep.
Beats Mass Effect 2, beats Alan Wake, beats Halo Reach, beats the new EA shooters. God of War. They're all...
God of War doesn't have penises for arms. Come on.
Now, we don't know that yet.
That's true.
You get a really awesome ability by ripping someone's dick off.
You get the power sword of impregnation is what happens if you rip someone's dick off in God of War 3.
Oh, in the one preview is him ripping his head off. We don't know what he does with the rest of the body.
That is a cool fucking trailer, though. Okay, now that we've had fun with Canadian sex education, next story, one that ties in nicely with our story of multiplayer last week. This is from Destructoid, who editor-in-chief Nick Chester. Confirmed, Ubisoft's new PC DRM is out of control. Here's what you need to know. With the Assassin's Creed 2 release and Settlers 7, if you lose connection to the internet while playing either of those titles, you will lose your save game and you will be booted from the game.
Wow.
Because the DRM cannot check to make sure you didn't pirate it. So that even means if the Ubisoft servers go down for maintenance, don't be playing because you'll lose your save game or it'll revert to your most recent save game. Now, normally I don't get too involved in the pirate versus secure ROM debate because it's kind of like, well, if nobody had ever pirated a game, nobody would have ever needed to develop secure ROM. So you could have that circular argument until hell won't have it. But this is just too much. This is stupid. It'll be just like BioShock. It won't last 5 minutes once the game's out. I don't even know why they bothered. Tear it up, Guns Age.
Well, there's that, but what's funny is it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because they're doing this to prevent you from pirating the game, but even the people that legitimately buy the game are going to go, this is fucking shit. Let me find a cracker cereal to prevent this from happening. Everyone Lives Forever bought that legitimately. Everything, I think it was like 2000, 2001, and played it on XP just fine, ME just fine. Tried to play it on Vista, will not recognize it in the CD-ROM drive. So I'm like, okay. I go searching, I go ahead and find a no CD crack, bam, works, no CD crack. And the only reason I had to crack the game is because Windows Vista wanted to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, there's a definite sub-argument here at this point in time of this forcing people to do full-on piracy or no CD cracks, which I don't necessarily consider full-blown piracy if you're doing what you did, per se. But it's still, I still just have a hard time getting into this whole piracy argument because it's like, well, we kind of asked for it. It's kind of like, you know, doing something your mom told you not to do 15 times. Sooner or later, she's going to kick your ass. You know, I mean, it's just... So I have a really hard time with it because on one hand, I understand the concept of intellectual property and how it sucks getting it ripped off. None of us would like it if it happened to us. But at the same time, you're kind of just begging for it. Like you said, self-fulfilling prophecy. Patrick, agree, disagree, got another take?
So this is just for PC games, right?
Yeah, for the two that I mentioned so far.
I'm not a big PC gamer anymore, mostly because my computer won't run anything good anyways. But, so basically what you're saying is if I'm here playing, I bought for an intensive title, and I'm having pod apparently, and my internet connection for whatever reason decided bar. So it just, I can't play the game anymore. My save file is gone, is that what I'm saying? What exactly?
Well, no, your save file is not entirely gone. If you're at a, let's say you save, and then you get another 20 minutes into the game and your internet connection barfs. That whole 20 minutes is gone. It just reverts back to the last save. And the minute your internet connection comes back up, you get the privilege of playing it again.
Over again, yeah. So that's going to piss a lot of people off, I would say. I mean, there's times when my cable is down, not very often, but there are. Or some idiot next door is building a garage and they take out the cable line. I mean, there's, or my, something happens to my computer. I mean, there's lots of reasons that the internet can go down and lots of reasons that would piss off someone playing a game if suddenly it's not recognized or they think it's a pirated copy. It's kind of a weird situation. It makes me glad that I'm not playing too many PC games, I guess.
Well, it's going to keep me from buying Settler 7. I'm not going to buy it, or I'll buy it on Steam. You know, that's where this is heading. It's going to, in another decade, it's going to all be digital delivery. There will be no more hard copies, I think.
Probably.
I mean, between this and the, we're going to only give you certain DLC if you pre-order and certain things if you buy the game new, you know, that EA's trotted out with console games. I think it's just going to all come down to digital delivery soon. You just have to have giant whopping hard drives, you know, the size of old towers. And you'll get everything digitally, which I'm not really against.
At least have the option for physical. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'll hang out for a while longer, but I think at some point the option of physical is probably going to go away too. And I agree with you. I understand. You and I have talked about this before, Gunsage, and I kind of agree with you that, you know, it is nice to have that disc in your hand, but I'm not really going to get too concerned if it goes away one day. It'll be amusing, if nothing else, to see the hardcore pirates who think they deserve everything for free, see what they try to do when it does finally go to all digital. Next story we're going to do is the Sony dipshit talking about Microsoft not having any first-party studios. This comes from Catherine Bryce of Game Industry Biz. And basically she sat down or he was in a conference call with Rob Dyer, who is Sony Entertainment's Senior VP of Publisher Relations. Basically this gentleman goes on for about six paragraphs talking about how between the price drop and the fact that Sony has a ton of first party publishers, meaning, you know, that they work with Sony, not necessarily exclusively, but relatively hand in hand. At least that's the way I've always understood it. They're going to catch up and pass Microsoft, this and that. You know, I don't personally think that first-party studios are as critical in this generation of consoles as they may have been in the last. And I'm really not too sure that Sony, after all their stumbles with the PlayStation 3, really should be saying stuff like this. I mean, if it does happen, then say it. But I really think they're kind of giving themselves a potential black eye here by saying what this gentleman says throughout the story about how between cheaper PS3s and first-party studios, they're going to catch up and pass Microsoft in sales and yada yada. Agree or disagree, Gunsage?
I think it's just a fucking bullshit argument anyway, because what's Sony banking on? Ratchet and Clank, God of War, things of that nature. But ultimately what it comes down to is any of those companies can deliberately go to any other system anytime they really fucking feel like it. Just going ahead and paying more and more money for them to go ahead and stay with their shit isn't going to do anything. I mean, even Hideo Kojima really has the option to go ahead and bring Metal Gear Solid 4 to the 360 or whatever else now if he wanted to. You know, exclusivity is pretty much gone out of the market.
Which is a good thing, in my mind.
I mean, even fucking Final Fantasy 13, which every goddamn fanboy is going to complain about from here to whoever knows when. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't fucking matter. It's whatever system has the best games, the best support, and the best everything else. So, I don't think it's really going to fucking matter.
Patrick, same question.
Well, this is just a spin doctor spinning things around. I mean, basically, Sony is trying to save face in the midst of its failing PlayStation 3 sales and its embarrassing fourth place that it's in right now. I mean, let's look at the video game systems right now. Nintendo Wii, number one, destroying everyone. Very close behind the Nintendo DS. in second place. Third place is the Xbox 360, way down at the bottom. Fourth place for the PlayStation 3. I mean, they're just trying to save face. They're trying to spin things any way they can to get people to buy their console. I mean, there's quite a few first-party titles on the Xbox. The Fable series, Fable 2, 3, all the Halo games, whether you like them or not, Halo 3, ODST, Reach, anything made by Rare is also a first-party, and there, I'm sure there's other ones that I'm not even thinking about. You know, personally, it doesn't even matter, like you guys have said, about first-party exclusivity anymore. I mean, I don't care if it's a first party or a third party or a second party game, as long as it plays great, looks great, and sounds great. Who gives a shit if it's first party or not? Sony's really backpedaling here. They know they're in fourth place and they're just trying to come up with reasons for, you know, people to buy it. I don't think that, you know, Gran Turismo, a first party Sony title, is gonna sell PlayStation 3s, but I do know that Halo Reach is going to sell Xbox 360s. So, you know, it's more spin doctor here. They're just trying to make things look good. They must be embarrassed. I mean, they had no idea that the PlayStation 3 wasn't going to be dominant. And they're in fourth, you know. There's even months when the PlayStation Portable and even the PlayStation 2 comes really close to beating the PlayStation 3. I mean, that's embarrassing.
Pretty much.
As you can tell, I'm not a Sony fan.
Oh, I love the PS2.
Yeah.
Just not a big fan of the PS Triple.
It's a good Blu-ray player, I've heard.
Yeah. I got them blue discs.
First off, I will give them third place because I don't really count the handhelds. I look at it as a strictly big three consoles, but they're still, they're in last place.
They're still in last.
Yeah. And they've made some sales. I'll give them a little bit of a pop since you guys have bashed them appropriately enough and said what I was going to say anyway. I'll give them a little bit of pop with the price cut. They've caught back up to the Xbox a little bit, but I think Gunsage nailed it on the head. Once Final Fantasy didn't go exclusives, once some of the others started not going exclusive, it killed whose dev team you have in your back pocket. It really did. It's a matter of how good are the games? Now, for me personally, the PlayStation 3 is getting enough of a catalog of games I want to play that when I have the money, I will pick up a PlayStation 3. But for right now, no, sitting here and basically tantamount to challenging the Xbox at this point, they should just quietly go about their business. They're going to do fine, you know, in the end. And I just didn't see the point of this article of him.
Spin doctor.
Thank you. Yeah, spin doctor.
Well, because as I mentioned, like, okay, they have more first-party studios, but are those games outselling the first-party 360 games? Are they resulting in consoles being sold? I don't know. I think when Halo 3 came out, they had the Halo 3 console that sold. You know, I think, well, I don't know. Good luck to Sony.
Okay, our next story. Sky, everyone is behind 3D. Oh, really? This is basically some talking head from, the Sky Arts Channel director, John Casey, argued, this is a quote from the story, and then I'll start ranting from there, argued that unlike the advent of HD, there was no format war with 3D. With everybody behind it, this time, game makers, broadcasters, producers, and manufacturers. Oh, really? Yeah, just because Rupert Murdoch, who owns Sky TV and also owns Fox here in America, is behind it, doesn't mean everybody. Sorry, again, I'm not even going to summarize this article because it's just more blabbering about how 3D TV is going to be great and it's going to go the way of the Virtual Boy. Suck it, Sony. This is why I let you two hammer on them last time, because I was planning on hammering on them this time. They are just trying to make this 3D TV work. They're just going to force it down our throats and force it down our throats until it fails. Gunsage, agree, disagree, care?
Everyone is behind 3D. And by everyone, I mean us. And by us, I mean me and my mother, Pet Rock.
Yeah, you know, you just summed it up. You saved everybody in the listening audience from reading this, because literally that's just it. Yeah, my D&D role-playing group. I mean, it's just, how about you actually release a 3D TV that I can look at with your $150 glasses before you start proclaiming it the next, that HD's done, that everything else is done, you know? I mean, they just started showcasing this thing at CES, and it's over. It's taken over. I mean,
it's trying.
My God, we won the Blu-ray war, so you need to give us this, too.
They're mustard gases. We need to ketchup.
Neat.
Make it tasty.
Patrick, agree, disagree, think about the same as the last Sony story.
Well, yeah. I mean, about a year and a half ago, I bought a 46 or 48 inch, whatever the hell it is, 1080p Samsung LCD TV, right? And now, I don't even think that is good enough for this 3D technology. So what the fuck do they think? I'm going to go buy another multi-thousand-dollar LCD television just for a service that is completely uncertain as to whether or not it's going to succeed? I mean, this guy's talking out of his ass even more than the Sony guy was talking out of his ass. Did they go to the same talk out of your ass class? Is there one there? Because they were both, you know, I don't think 3D TV or games or even movies will be ultra popular, you know, on televisions for a long time. No one has the bloody TVs for it. If you were lucky enough to buy a fancy HD TV within the last couple years, are you going to go out and buy a new one just for this 3D? I mean, I don't think so. So, you know, Sky, fuck off. I'm not going to be putting down a bunch of more money for a TV just so I can do this stuff. Thank you very much.
Toast to talking out of your class ass.
Yeah. Pretty much. And you made it a very interesting point that's even more amusing here in California, because the environmentally friendly state I live in has outlawed plasmas.
Really?
Now, the reason they outlawed them was due to they use too much power. Sure, okay, whatever, fine. They're crap quality anyway compared to an LCD or an LED, so it's like the tech heads didn't care anyway. They dumped their plasmas, you know, 2 years ago. But what it led to was people reading the internet, as we all know, the internet tells the truth everywhere. Just check out our websites. apparently a rumor got started that the reason they were really outlawing them was they could explode and your house would explode and blah, 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 blah. And I actually had a guy tell me this at Best Buy one day. So now all these idiots have been stampeded, as idiots will, out to buy similar sized LED and LCD TVs. I don't think there's going to be much of a market here in California since they just spent all their disposable income on replacing plasma TVs if there was a large percentage of these fools that believed the plasma was going to blow up your house like a plasma grenade. Not to mention that, aren't they kind of releasing this in a horrible economy to be foisting new technology on people? I mean, maybe.
Yep. 3D is cool in theory, but this is ridiculously expensive. And does it work? Is there can you watch a 2-hour movie on your TV as easily as you could in a theater? Or does it hurt your eyes? Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that used to be addressed.
According to the Sony spin doctors, and I actually mean they're doctors that Sony hired, no, you will not suffer any physical or ill effects from it. I'm not going to find out because I refuse to give them the money. Gunsage, any final thoughts before I move on?
Not really. 3D graphics are shit. 8-bit rules!
Learn from Nintendo and the Virtual Boy, which was only topped by the Game Boy printer, Sony. And in our final story, Blizzard grants a few wishes with charitable contributions. The gist of this story is basically during the month of December, you could get a special WoW pet, the Pandoran Monk. And what Blizzard did is took half the proceeds, which equaled $1.1 million, and donated that to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which grants wishes to terminally and very sick children. That's a great thing Blizzard did. They didn't have to, but they did it. Now, here's my problem. As with every feel-good story you have, and it's so typical in gaming, you have some dickhead who decides that it's just not good enough. So, we scroll down to the second comment. RE, Blizzard grants a few wishes with charitable. This is by Girl Gamer, I guess. It's GRL. Yeah, Girl Gamer. You did not pass the Hooked on Phonics course, apparently. So
could be Growl Gamer.
That, yeah, okay, Growl Gamer. Good point. Yes, let's go with Growl Gamer. That's funnier. So this is from Growl Gamer. So they had this special pet, but only donated half the money that people paid for the pet. Nice gesture, but kind of cheap considering how much cash WoW rakes in. So SOE, Sony Online Entertainment, had a special pet players could buy in EQ2 over the holidays, and they donated twice the purchase price to Child's Play charity. They also had the same deal with a set of armor for Haiti relief. Gunsage, you go first. You had a great joke.
So there's so many ways to attack this. My favorite way, honestly, is going to be back in 2003, 2004, I made a video game mastery test. It was a 100-question test, and there were a lot of joke answers if you just did not know what the answer was. And they almost all said, I play EverQuest! And a little smiley face. And there was even one a little later on that said, where are all the EverQuest questions? And had a frowny emoticon. Yes. People still play EverQuest.
Kind of scary, isn't it?
No. Yes.
Yeah, not only that, I have a little more to say. Patrick, what do you think of the fine donation by Blizzard and the bitching from the from Growl Gamer?
Well, it's good to see some good news in the news. We are always on the negative, which is more fun and entertaining, I must say. But, you know, they donated $1.1 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I mean, that's great. That's, you know, not every video game company is doing that. It's, you know, they should set a challenge to other big name companies to match it or to beat it. I think Blizzard did a great thing here, and Make-A-Wish Foundation for Kids is a great cause. Unfortunately, we have some idiots, like that girl gamer or whatever you were saying, who takes this opportunity to be really negative and say, you know, kind of cheap. Well, okay, they make more money, Blizzard, than probably anybody, but it's still $1.1 million that kids got to enjoy that they wouldn't have if Blizzard decided not to do it. So I think that commenter there, I mean, she herself, if she is a gamer, could be our gamer dick for the week. I mean, come on, it was good. It was great. Don't harp on it, no?
Yeah, not only the double bashing. Oh, they only donated that much, but then you bring up Sony's lame online MMO that until this idiot turned up, I had no idea anybody was still playing. I mean, really? You're going to take the opportunity when Blizzard's doing something nice to say shit like that? I mean, this is what pisses me off about gamers. It's like, just let it fucking go. EQ isn't as good as WoW. Oh, well. Yep. Gunsage, you had something to add there?
Oh, I was going to say, I had a gamer dick. I didn't know if we were doing that or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, we are. We'll get to that in a minute. She is a gamer dick, though, for fucking ruining a perfectly good Gilgis story.
Well, this is the other way to look at it. So, okay, we have confirmed, in fact, that there are people that are still playing EverQuest. So, you're going to hop on a server, and there's going to be one other person there who talks bad about other MMOs. That sounds like a very good investment of your money every month.
I give them my $10 or whatever EQ2 is so I can officially badmouth WoW.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, as a tie-in too, I want to give another shout out, to Naughty Dog, another dev. This popped up. A Kotaku reader in Long Beach, California happened by his local animal shelter and noticed that a section of it was sponsored by a video game developer. Uncharted, Jackson Daxter, and Crash Bandicoot. We'll forgive him for that one. Developer Naughty Dog apparently donated funds for the upkeep of one kennel in the facility. We agree with the Kotaku author's take on the lack of pomp and circumstance surrounding the do-gooding, and I do too, and here's the quote from the author. Know what I like most about this? This is the first I've heard of it. This wasn't a press release issued with pictures of it being built, or a Spike TV segment showing some guy dressed up as Nathan Drake cuddling lost dogs. It's just something that's been done. And I say good on Naughty Dog, and I loved him taking a shot at the VGA Awards. That was hilarious. Attaboy, Naughty Dog. I mean, in an industry that tends to typically be very negative, us included at times, yeah, I'll give him a tip of the cap. That's cool.
Yep,
that's good.
And for being ultra positive to our usual antics, it's time for Gamer Dick. Gunsage, you have one, so you go first.
Yes. I played nothing online, and yet I have a gamer dick. And that gamer is my wife.
This ought to be good. Continue, fine sir.
So, in the process of going ahead and getting my computer super upgraded and all this other stuff, I went ahead and got another Wiimote. And since I got another Wiimote and everything, I thought, hey, why don't I get a game that we can play together? Yeah, we got new Super Mario Brothers Wii, but let me get something I know we'll really enjoy playing together. Like Mario Party. So I got Mario Party 8. Okay. So we start playing Mario Party and getting back into the swing of it and everything like that, and dealing with the new gyroscopic controls and all that crazy shit. And the first match, I mercilessly pound her into dust. And second match, it looks like she's going to win because she's ahead by one star and she has a shitload of fucking coins. We're down to the last few turns and I'm like, okay, the only way that I'm going to win is if I go ahead and start trying to duel her ass now. So I go ahead and use the special candy or whatever the fuck it is to duel her, beat her ass, take a star from her. And at that point, she starts complaining. She's like, but I could have won. Why'd you have to do that to me? And I said, because that's how you win. She's like, well, that's not fair. I would have won. Why didn't you let me win? I'm like, because that's not how you play a game. On top of that, she expected that I was going to win anyway, because the way it shakes out is after every match, then there's 3 bonus stars that are awarded for doing different random shit. So she was thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get 1 for the mini games. I'll probably get 1 for this. I'll probably get 1 for that, and I'll beat her anyway, so it won't matter. Well, no, the way it shook out, even at the end, both me and her got a star, and then like some random computer player that wasn't even doing good at all got a star. So, yeah, technically I still would have lost. So I was looking at it, I was like, because she's still upset. I'm like, dude, if I hadn't done that, I would have lost.
Well, yeah, but I would have won.
I'm like, so what? Seriously, that you're playing a game with me. What's your fucking problem?
And now it's recorded for posterity so it can be subpoenaed to be used in divorce court at some point.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Patrick, what do you think? Should we force Gunsage to give his wife rebuttal airtime?
I think we might have to. I don't know. Well, we're going to have that for the next episode.
Yes. Yeah, here's the thing, Gunsage. Talk to your wife this week. She is welcome to come on the show next week and rebut your naming her a gamer dick because you wouldn't let her win. You're supposed to let the girl win. That's how they think you're cute. Well, so she's a gamer dick because you beat her and then she got mad at you.
If Gunsage was still in the dating stage, he would have let her win at the married stage. So it doesn't matter anymore. So he's...
No. I'm fucking old Bundy over here.
Uh-oh, Dan Mann.
And if I win, I lose.
Dan Mann had better run for it. He's our current Al Bundy. Gunsage is close behind. Mm-hmm. No wonder you guys do so well in Station Nation together. You're a pair of fucking Al Bundys. Patrick, do you have a gamer dick?
Well, I have a dick. Unfortunately, I forgot his gamer tag, but it doesn't really matter because there's so many of them. I'm getting tired. I don't think I'm going to play the Battlefield Bad Company demo. Unless, you know, there's a bunch of you inviting me in. I don't think I'm going to play it very often, if at all, until the game comes out. Because it is filled with ridiculous morons. I was playing with El Mexicano, and he probably remembers the gamer dick's name because I was supposed to write it down and I forgot. And this idiot just went around following everyone on his team and shooting him in the face. It was I mean, it was sort of funny. At first, but like, why is the entire game unloading your clips into the back of my head? I turn around and you just follow me everywhere. It was one of the most ridiculous things ever. I gave him negative feedback. I put in tampering with game. I did whatever I could to get this guy, you know, in trouble with the powers that be, because he got so bloody annoying. And the sad thing is, the Battlefield Bad Company 2 demo is chock full of people like this. You know, they're screwing around. I mean, if you don't want to play the game, then don't play the game. Go fuck around on Halo or something. So, I don't have a gamer dick, but there's so many like that. You guys are Pac-Man dicks of the week.
For mine, and the funny thing is I only played one night of COD this week, and mine is threefold. First off, I'm tired of the tool shed still trying to do the care package cheat and causing me to lose, even though you can't do it anymore. Second off, and I'm not sure if this is a confirmed glitch or if it's just people taking advantage of the game engine, but Patrick and I ran into a couple douchebags who had a douchebag buddy on the other team, and they were using the tactical insertion flare, which for those of you who don't play COD allows you to respawn wherever you put it, to sit there and kill each other round after round so they could level up. And yet, when you actually attacked one of these doofuses doing either cheat, they were the most horrible, god-awful players and a middle-of-the-road player. I'm neither great nor shitty, and I can out-duel any of these idiots in a one-on-one gun battle, and they caused our team to lose. It's like, really? You've got all these perks, all these better guns than me, and you still can't beat me, and you're cheating, or attempting to cheat, or attempting to use the game in a way Infinity Ward didn't intend. I have more to say about this. I'm writing a column on glitching and cheating currently, so I'll just leave it at that. But they are all dicks because if you're in Ground War. Oh, and on top of that, the you dicks that decide to play Deathmatch while we're playing Domination, go play Deathmatch. Go play Hardcore Deathmatch. Get the fuck out of my Ground War games, you stupid bastards. You're all dicks. Every last one of you. For those of you that would like to send us insults, chew on my ass because I don't like Halo, or whatever stupid thing you think, you can send it to us at the following email address. Not when I'm in a party chat on Xbox Live. Send it to this email. I promise I'll read it, and I promise I'll read it again when I read it on air to make fun of you. The email address is morphinenation23, all lowercase, all smashed together, @gmail.com. morphinenation23@gmail.com. For those of you that are hard of hearing or not paying attention, that's once again morphinenation23@gmail.com. Until episode 8, I am Bruce McGee, Predators Rule, and we're out of here. Goodbye. Gunsage.
Yes.
Say goodbye, Moo. Do whatever it is you do. It's always funny. That would be it.
That's awesome.
You suck. You really, really suck.